This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Mm-hmm. You're not kidding.
This week is down. It's over. It's over. I think I'm just going to try and do nothing this weekend. Just like...
That is not a bad idea.
Just sleep, stay in my PJs.
Doing.
Yeah. PJs.
Just chill, man.
Well, they're just, you know, they're a little racier than PJs. You know.
Okay.
Okay.
Are they tighter and shorter?
They are. They're little baby doll PJs.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like your thing at all.
It doesn't, does it? I mean, please, I my upper thighs seeing the light of day. Yeah. It's not happening. That's not
what I was talking about. Your move is a dirty old T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, not dirty.
Oh, sorry.
But just an old T-shirt.
Holy, maybe.
Yeah. Some of them do have holes. All there's right. No question about that.
I think that's, we know. Sure, it went through the washer. You're right.
Yeah. So it's a T-shirt and sweatpants. And I have these things called foot duvets.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
They're like slippers.
Are they
slippers. Socks? They're like gigantic socks, but they're a slipper, but they're made out of like if you took a down blanket and made slippers out of it. Uh-huh. There's no structure
so
to them whatsoever.
So it's like a foot furnace, though.
It is. Oh my god.
Who wants that?
I do. I might.
Well, I was thinking maybe they get you cool too, because duvets, you know, often.
Yeah, they're just the right amount of foot covering when you're lounging around the house. You
but
know.
Do you slip on them?
No, they have like a, you know.
The grip? The hospital grip?
Some kind of grippy thing at the bottom. Yeah. Yes. I don't know if it's the hospital grip, but it's definitely, they're not slick or anything on the bottom. Huh. But they're so cozy. They're so noisy, though. When you walk around the house, it's like, pooch, pooch, pooch.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Everyone's like, hi, Mom. Oh, hello, dear.
Well, you do have a sound when you walk.
I do. I'm not a big foot picker-upper. That's why I trip a lot. Mm. You know, I should march a little bit more. Instead, I sort of slide my feet along like I'm nine.
Like an old woman.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
Certain people around here have, you know, I think because my vision's bad that my
Your
hearing
ears
is
are,
so good.
Yeah.
And I know when people are walking up. Yeah. Certain people around here have certain walks.
Well, and when I have my purse on, you know, you hear my keys.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you always hear
clink, clink,
like, hi,
clink,
Sarah.
Clink, clink.
Like, God, how do you
so
know
you're telling me if I walk by, you know it?
You are funny because you really don't have a walk. You have.
You know what, though? He hums.
He has a whole vibe going on, so I feel his vibe.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily hear his feet. I hear Bryn. I hear you.
How do I sound?
Couple interns. You walk. I don't want to say it because it's going to sound racist.
Oh,
but.
Snap.
But you walk like an old Chinese woman.
Oh. What does that even mean?
What does that do? What does that show me what that means?
It's a shuffle. It's a shuffle going on.
Like I'm
you
dancing?
Don't hardly pick up your feet.
Like he Sarah does, then.
Yeah. It's a lazy walk. No, his is lazier walk than yours.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. Man, wow. I gotta pay attention to
I that. Find that he runs a lot of times. He hates walking so much that he'll actually run, but he does this like sort of toe stab run.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Vinny though, I know he's coming. Well, I know about when he's going to get here, so I'll hear the elevator door come out. But then a lot of times he's going, doo, 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 doo.
He's
well,
just
doo, 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 doo.
So that's how I know Vinny's
drops
coming.
Drops his bag at the beginning and then goes to the bathroom.
Goes to the bathroom.
Goes potty. He has to potty real quick.
Not every drops time, everybody.
Yeah, yeah,
but
we
I
know
do have those
here.
Times, you're right.
You do have a long drive, and I'm sure you drank your coffee on the way.
Well, you know what's true? The truth is, so my house is set to re-alarm itself without me having to do anything.
Right.
So I have to be out the door by a certain time or the alarm's going to set and then I got to turn it off and then I got to so it's a whole damn thing. Uh-huh. Plus, it's good. I need to be out of the house by that time to not have to do 70 to get here.
Right. 70. Uh-huh. You are hilarious.
Plus
Happy Friday.
15.
Plus 20.
All right.
Anyways, I have to get out of the house by a certain time. That's the push. I forgot what we were even talking about. Sorry.
We're talking about walking and getting in here and why you sounds hum. And
the bathroom. What I was going to say is sometimes I'll get in the car and be like, "Oh, I got to go." And I'll realize I can't go back in. And so now it's like, do I go in the front yard or in the kitty litter box? Or do I hold it till I get
in
there?
In the kitty litter box.
Well, I've never done that, but I'm saying.
But that's an option.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, there's bushes out front, I assume.
Well, that's right, but then there's.
But other people will catch you on their rings.
I don't
their
know.
Cameras.
What, and I got cameras everywhere, too. Yeah. So the missus will absolutely be like, "Oh my God.
Honey.
In the front yard."
Yeah.
She's very modest. She's someone who.
Yeah, but she's married to you. She has to know you by now.
But it's an unlikely pairing for a couple reasons. One of them is she'll walk up behind me and pull up the back of my shorts to cover the crack of my ass.
I've listened to both things.
I know, it's too hard. Go ahead.
She'll cover the crack of your ass, huh? She's like, she's embarrassed by your immodesty.
I don't have, yeah. I know. Yes. So that is something, it's interesting to see that. Catch her.
Yeah. I always like when John's butt crack is showing. I'm like, "Oh, look at you, you little plumber. Go for it."
It's really
or
weird.
Or I'll go over and put a finger down there. Ooh.
Oh, do you?
Sure. Just like right in
the
skin part.
Well, it's sexy when they're working.
It is. Yeah. Like, look at you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing that. Get that done, baby.
Yeah. So
make everything work around here. Oh, yeah.
After the colonoscopy, she came by to pull him up, and I was like, "Careful. I have a Band-Aid back there." Oh. And she goes, "You do? Oh, my God."
She's very gullible.
"No, there's not a Band-Aid on my Buckeye."
Yeah. But you might, you know, you're
turkey.
You're going to get the slippery stuff all over my panties.
That is true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you're back to normal now.
Well, it's been a hard week. We've got other things going on that, you know, I'm not going to get into on the air, but it's
I know there's always crap going on at the house.
Well, just kid, you know, something goes wrong with a kid, you're just like, "Oh, no, now the whole focus changes."
Right.
When you were just, I was just gliding along a minute ago.
Just getting cruising. Things, it felt like, but no, it's been ongoing too. So anyway, I think we're laying low this weekend too.
Yeah. So it's still, I think, at least 2 weeks until the week of Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to sort that out as well.
Oh, well, you guys, is mom coming up?
No. So we're either going down there or we're hosting. It becomes a thing.
Right.
That I haven't. One of the problems that I don't know if everybody's still dealing with is we're not sure if we can go food shopping yet.
Our fridge is very empty, too. Like, I just don't. I feel like we're past that kind of wind event thing. So you think there's going to be more?
I'm not saying there's going to be more. I'm saying that Santa Ana winds, those can carry through November for sure.
Mm.
Absolutely.
It's been so foggy. I usually associate fogginess with this time of year. But it's been like crazy 50 miles an hour on the highway foggy.
Yeah.
Like can't see 10 feet
absolutely.
In front of your
face. I dealt with that today. I remember. This is, you know, over the course of a lifetime living in California, but I absolutely remember the winds carrying into December.
Mm. Mm.
So they can, then it's not likely, but I've
just
absolutely
really needed to start raining.
I even remember times around Christmas being like as a boy with my skateboard and trying to get a blanket
to
have
sail
the
you.
Wind push us.
What?
You know,
you'd hold a blanket
like a sail.
Uh-huh. Oh, funny.
Like, I remember that around Christmas time.
That's funny. We should do that on our rowboat.
Yeah.
Like, try to hold up, you know, you'd hold
up. Oh, the
up.
One on your little lake?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. The coffee bean, it was called.
The
rowboat.
Was.
We painted it brown. It leaked. But it wasn't, like, the deepest pond or anything. We could all
swim. So you could walk back?
No, you couldn't walk back. But, it was, like, maybe it's, like, a mile by a mile. Like, the worst case scenario. And there's an island in the middle. Mm. So you could swim to the island at any point.
Oh, okay.
You know, you weren't going to, you're going to be okay.
You never had a full mile to swim?
No, at least my mother did, you know, she would go down for a nap. She'd be like, "Get out." And we'd be like, "All right, we're going out on the pond. Nobody's watching us." We all made it. God, that reminds me of ice skating. I know they just opened all the rinks.
Uh-huh. They did?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe Wednesday. So Vinny might not have heard
it. Today? The 8th, the 6th. So yeah, Wednesday.
The one at the Embarcadero Center and the one at Union Square.
And then a lot around the Bay Area. San Mateo opened theirs. San Ramon, I think Fremont has. There's about a dozen around
Freaking
the Bay
love
Area.
Ice skating so much.
Do you?
I
good?
Love it.
Are you good?
I, you know, no. I mean, I'm not, I can't do any.
My ankles are weak, so
I can't do
I
any,
shake.
Like, you know, liftoffs or anything, uh-huh. but I can, you know, skate backwards.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. Yeah. Can you do a triple Lutz?
No, I cannot do any of those things.
What,
I can
hard
spin.
Stop.
Oh, sure.
Oh my, really?
Yes. Well, you play a couple games,
oh, where
couple
you
games
have the
of
ice,
hockey.
Like,
and you,
yeah,
yeah, I can spin. Actually, spinning's really easy. You just get going in and you set your skates the right way and you can uh-huh. you can just use your arms to get yourself to spin.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it's fun to...
You can do that on a skateboard.
I wouldn't know about a skateboard. I never really could do a skateboard. I could never, not even for like 10 feet.
On a skateboard, doing what was called a 360, which is a full spin.
Yeah.
If you keep your arms out and start to spin and pull them in,
yeah.
it's the same exact thing as on ice skates. You actually increase speed to the point where you're zipping.
And you have one end of the skateboard up? Is
yes.
That, so you're turning on the back wheels? Yeah, I think that that's how you set up the ice skates, too. They have to be almost at an angle, and then they just continue to turn. It's I love it. I miss it. I miss winter stuff. Of course, you know, when you're a kid, your dad's doing all the shoveling and stuff. So you're not as worried about that. Like, everything's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
But as a grown-up living in New England, it was no joke digging your car out to get to work. And then I had a Camaro with rear-wheel drive. That was a super fun commuter car. I'd, like, drive so slow, people would want to kill me. I'm like, well, it's either that or go off the side of the road, so.
Well, then, go off the side of the road. I'm from Boston, and I don't care.
Yeah, I did go off the side of the road a few times.
Uh-huh.
It happened. I remember backing into a driveway one time, and the thing was, it was, like, it pointed downward. It, like, went down a slight hill, and that was it. I was stuck in this person's driveway. They're like, I got to go to work. So I had to call my dad, and he brought his winch out, and he had to drag me out of this person's driveway. I'm like, oh, my God.
Sorry.
So sorry. I just backed in to get out of someone's way.
Mm. Hey, yesterday, by the way, Alice in Winterland is still on sale,
there's
correct?
There's some tickets left.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very close to selling
Hurry,
out.
Everyone.
They expect it to sell out today. So
go to livenation.com. We are partying on December 5th, and...
It won't be the same if you're not there.
When it comes time, you're going to go, darn it.
I know.
Because we're going to all be frothing. Like, oh yeah.
Cash on.
And it's a
Apple
good
Levine.
Spot in San Francisco, too.
Is.
Like, I know that you hear the stories about San Francisco. San Francisco isn't what it used to be. There's no question. There's trouble.
Right.
Everywhere. Except really not that bad there.
I know.
There's easy parking, and you have an easy walk to the venue without having anyone, without
fear.
It's
up the top of the hill. I guess nobody wants to walk up there and smash your windows. You know?
No, I feel really like that's a good spot.
I like it up there. It's right by the Fairmont, and lots of places
parking,
to eat.
Actually.
There is. It's
right there.
It's available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a great spot. If you want to come into the city, you will have fun.
You will have fun. We will make sure of that. So the tickets are on sale, livenation.com. But also be listening throughout the day, because is today the last day we're doing this giveaway for the Bud Light Platinum Party?
You know, we might have some next week, but I'll have to get with Michelle today. There might be something a little bit special.
Oh.
So one of the things, I was starting to say this and then went, oh, we haven't even mentioned Winterland. I looked on the Alice Instagram, and there's Yuzette at G-Star with John O'Connor.
Studio G, whatever it is.
Oh, you're John O'Connor, the hero from Bart, was over at Grumpy's?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are bellied up to the bar talking stories about how you both saved the world.
Right.
What?
No.
What?
Well, Vaughn and I left here, and then I'm like, you know what? Let's go split a sandwich. So we split a sandwich. I can't even remember. Oh, it was a Philly cheese. Hey. Vaughn's not here.
Hey.
Vaughn's not here.
You must have put him under. Oh, yeah. No,
all right.
No cameras. No
Everybody
Facebook
take their shirts off.
All right, let's do it.
I did my hair today. I'm like, let's go split a sandwich. We split a Philly. And in walks the beautiful, gorgeous Anna Duckworth.
Oh, you're not kidding.
She
I saw her.
Jesus Christ.
She
that girl
is, so street,
is like, right is out of my Anna? Dreams. When we first worked here, I used to just be like.
She's beautiful.
She's so beautiful. And ever since she quit that job, she looks like refreshed and just like she gets sleep now.
Is she the BART spokeswoman now?
Yeah, she's. They have a couple, but she's one of them.
All right.
So she walks in yesterday to get some coffee over at Grumps, and
wait, like, yesterday or today?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Right. Today is 6
and
in the morning.
So me, Vaughn, and Dan were, you know, sitting there having a drink and Dibs. Ready.
Who's
for,
Dan?
Dibley.
Dibs. Okay. Yeah. Dibs. Dan Dibley. All right, mm-hmm. Got it.
He's part of the Grumpy crew.
Well, he comes in, well, yeah. You know, like once a week because he has to do a podcast later in the day, so he has to waste some time. So we're all waiting for our sandwiches, and in walks Anna, and we're like, Anna! And then she goes, this is John O'Connor. We're like, what? I go, get over here! So we're like hugging him, telling him how great
oh
he is.
Oh my God, so...
I'm like, give me a picture, and I'm like, she is taking him around to all the TV
I see.
Stations.
Oh, because so he's a BART employee.
Yes. Yes. There it is.
So she was at PIX. She went to Crunch. She went to ABC. I'm like, can I have him on? I know they're honoring him tonight, and he's going in the game. Can he come on the show tomorrow morning? She's like, oh, I don't know. He's going to, you know, he's going to be out late tonight.
Yeah, I'm
like,
he's going to be out celebrating.
Come on. So we exchange numbers.
In case you don't know who this is, on Monday, Sunday after the Raiders game, crowded platform, guy falls in, and this guy, John O'Connor, just selflessly grabs this dude. You
24-year BART employee.
You cannot believe how close this guy mm-hmm. was to getting cut in half by that train. It's
we have the video up at
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah. Okay, so if you missed it,
I think Alice posted it too.
So yeah, I think so. Yeah,
Alice's Instagram as well.
So there's John, and we take pictures. Cool guy. He was just kind of shy,
he's
but like
very normal,
but like loving the light.
He doesn't look like The Rock at all.
Which is who you would think would be
normal
the guy
times 10. He's right. Normal. Like I was absolutely thinking, there it is. There's just a dude who said, "I'm gonna help." Even though, like,
didn't
reacted.
Even say it right.
I mean, I'm telling you, I saw the guy and I went, no.
Oh man,
yeah. You just don't see hero, but there he was a hero, real
it
life,
is real life right. hero. Like it's just, it's what you hope you have in you that if you saw this thing without taking a moment to think about it, that you would be John O'Connor.
Yeah,
it's like John Connor, but it's John O'Connor.
John O'Connor, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was great. He was fun. And I'm hoping he calls in this morning, but I think he partied.
Yeah. Well, good. Let him go.
Was he being honored, do you say, at the Raider game?
Is that last night, yeah.
Yeah, the Raider game was it was pretty
good.
They
won, right?
Yep.
I don't remember the score.
And I was watching from 24.
Bed. Oh, close.
For most of it.
Mm. Yeah.
I've been kicked out of my bed.
Why
so? Because the kid's sleeping in there with mom.
Oh.
So I'm in the other room.
How's but she doing on the sleep IQ?
I haven't.
The baby.
How's her sleep score?
She's probably styling my score real nice.
Right.
Actually.
Popping that up.
Yeah. A little lighter.
Yeah.
On the
a little
weight.
Bit. Right.
Oh, you know what? I bet she's still in.
Oh, of course. You can see yesterday's score, though. How'd she do yesterday? 100%?
Let me get a look. Probably.
So funny.
I know. So you're relegated to another bedroom.
Well, I did it on purpose. So
Probably good for the last few days.
Our older kid has been sick. Mm. She's been sick for a while. Like, she was sick on her birthday. So she's been sick for a bit. And we are getting tests, and it's got everybody on edge. Mm-hmm. I'm sure any parent out there, you know, when your kid's sick, it's one thing. When they're
really sick.
When it's still undiagnosed
it's
sick,
a mystery
you're
sick.
Absolutely freaking out and trying not to.
Right.
Like there was a
tamp that down.
There was something going on last night where I was like, I need to know what you just found out. You have to, but we're trying not to talk, but I'm talking with my eyes like.
Gee, I wonder if anyone felt the vibe.
Yeah. I think everybody did, but I'm like.
How about she texted?
Well, I was like, you need to.
Oh, she got a call?
Yes.
I see.
And it was, so anyway, you know that feeling where you're just like,
yep.
And this was at 6 or 7 p.m. So I was absolutely like,
did not
you know,
need to be wound up there.
Tight, very tight. Anyway, in the end, I did catch up on Survivor.
Yeah. Mm.
I got to watch the Raiders get a win. It's all good.
Good episode of Survivor this week.
I think so.
Did you see the Rudy thing?
I did. That was in it.
It was just a little.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a big long thing. Just
montage.
Said, you know,
I don't know how
it was
anyone.
A few seconds of a still.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I don't know how anyone teared up over it, but we all have our things. Yeah. I've teared up over the dumbest commercials. You can't believe it.
Right.
So I get
you.
It.
Believe me.
Good episode. What's the name of the girl? The one who gave away her...
Kelly.
That's Kelly. Kelly had a big episode. Not only did she make some bold moves, but she also speechified for a minute there.
Yeah.
And I liked what both of the women had to say at the community, tribal, whatever. I felt like, okay, you needed to get that off your... But him saying that there's a woman's alliance, that's hardly the reason to have sparked what came about. There are women alliances.
Uh-huh.
They happen all the time.
Uh-huh.
And they happen on Big Brother, too.
They do.
I actually believe very much. I wish someone would have stepped up and said, any common ground is what people are looking for.
Yeah.
Any.
And so if we're all women...
There's something.
You got
something in common. I mean, I remember being in rehab and the people who gab, everyone divides up. It's the drunks that smoke are over here. Oh, those are my people. I'm over there with them.
Oh, look, they've got coffee too.
Right. I'm smoking and we're talking about the crackheads over there. That guy, oh my
the
God.
Meth
that
heads
guy,
over
stay
there.
Away from that guy.
Look at those people with no teeth. Those must be the meth heads.
They're the worst. And there you are. You're all at their lowest, but meanwhile.
You're in rehab.
Right. So, I mean, I just thought.
I felt like, okay, I liked what she had to say, and I really like, I love that chick. I think her name's Janet. She's
the older woman,
yeah.
She's
great and sort of wise and you know, seems like a very good person. But I agreed that I was like, okay, except that you guys have totally talked about there being a girls' alliance. There have been many of those.
I get that she was spring-loaded, though. You could tell that it was...
Yes, that's a thing.
Right. So...
Jordan Klepper's on the show today. You may know him from The Daily Show. He had his own show called The Opposition for not for too long. It didn't last too long on Comedy Central. But he's a politically active, very smart comedian, and he's at Cobb's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be on at 8:30 then.
Okay.
I watched a clip of him doing some weed episode. That was kind of funny, and it was some of it was out of Oakland.
Oh,
so
funny.
It was interesting.
Yeah, he's I'm interested to meet him. He's
kind of hot too.
He is in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You both know who this guy is.
I didn't know before, because every week I look to see who's coming up. And then I read that he was Comedy Central and
The Opposition is the name of the show.
Yeah.
Is that the
and
one you're talking about?
But from
The Daily Show.
Daily Show, sorry. Yeah. I don't watch it. You do. So I went, I wonder if Sarah knows him. So
yeah.
And then I started watching a couple of his things. I'm like, oh, okay, people know him.
All right.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I'm excited to meet him. I think that'll be really fun. 8:30 he'll be on. And also, remember, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5 today. Your chance to not only win tickets for Alice in Winterland, which is very close to being sold out. This is like, I don't know how many of these warnings we can give you.
Yeah.
Probably only like a million.
Today, last day of Bud Party is today.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing something different. Tickets and turkeys next week.
Oh, okay. You have to be 21 to win this, but if you win your tickets at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, they come with entrance to the exclusive Sarah and Vinny Bud Light Platinum pre-party, which is at the Masonic before the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty damn fun.
Bud Light Platinum has a pretty good advertising campaign going the nights that the night platinum and then the other regular, but never mind. They're very funny.
Okay.
KLSE.
I
don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to hear the ads.
I saw one yesterday during the game. It was like, give me my cape, give me my Bud Light. And he's standing
but
in the mirror like
platinum.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Staring at himself in the mirror, like admiring himself. It's pretty cool.
He's got it all. KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.